All right, good morning, golfers. Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me on this sort of little chilly, a little cold, a little wet Saturday, October 11, 2014. Thank you for the pleasure of your company. Looks like we'll have a few extra listeners this morning since I don't think you'll be doing too much golfing this morning. It's pretty miserable out there. I'm sure courses are going to be pretty inundated at this point. So sit back, turn on the radio, turn on your computer, grab a cup of Joe and enjoy, because you'll be in for a treat this morning. We're going to be talking with a man who really needs no introduction. Just a name inspires, a lot of emotions like jealousy and envy and maybe even a little hate. I don't know. Maybe. But we sure do love him here. He's actually probably the one guest. He probably doesn't even know this, but he's the one person guest who's been there, and even in terms of co-hosts as go, he has been with me actually every year I've been on air. For this is my fourth year, and he's the only person to have appeared in some shape or form in every year that I've been doing this. So it's always a pleasure. He's a good guy, consummate professional, and has helped me tremendously. And I always enjoy having Matt Ginella, the travel expert at the Golf Channel and a big part of Morning Drive, as you all know. So looking forward to talking to him. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Matt Ginella. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
The Long Island Golf Association is a nonprofit organization of 81 private and public clubs. The LIGA conducts 15 championships annually and works closely with the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund. The scholarships are granted to young men and women who are employed at member clubs. For more information on how you can participate in a championship, or if you'd like to donate your time as a volunteer, please call the LIGA at 516-746-1015. That's 516-746-1015, or visit us at www.longislandgolf.org. Is your inspection due? Are you tired of listening to that noise your car is making? If you're looking for a reliable shop to service your car, try A1 Action Auto for all your car service needs. A1 Auto is a New York State certified shop, and owner Ed Terabile has over 25 years of experience. A1 Action Auto is conveniently located off Sunrise Highway in West Islip, so pick up the phone and call A1 Action Auto at 631-321-4242. That's 631-321-4242.
All right, good morning, folks. Good morning, golfers. Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Pleased to be joined by Golf Channel travel expert and hit at Morning Drive, Matt Ginella. How you doing, Matt?
Good morning, Anthony.
What's going on? Where are you coming to from? Where are you from these days? Where are you calling in from?
I'm in northern Michigan right now. It's a balmy 39 degrees, actually.
Oh. Well, sounds like a frost delay to me.
It does. It's looking a lot like one as well.
You know, I wanted to thank you for joining me this morning. Thanks for getting up early and joining me this morning. It's always a pleasure to have you on. Like I said earlier, you've been the one guy that's been with me every year. You've been part of the program, whether we did the article online or you've been a part of the as a guest on the show. So really appreciate you, your support and your participation. It really means a lot. And it's always a pleasure to have you on. Wanted to get your opinion on, you've been at the Golf Channel for now, 2 years almost, I think?
I started in January of 2013.
Oh, okay. So yep. How would you assess then where you're at in terms of when you went in there? We had spoke when you had just started, and it was sort of all very new to you. How would you assess it at this point in your since you've been there?
Assess my skills on TV. I submit a personal assessment.
Do you really?
No, I'm...
Oh, okay, okay.
No.
I thought maybe you like, because I always, we're always watching ourselves. You obviously watching yourself on TV, and I'm always listening to my podcast just because I want to see how I can make it better, what I'm not doing correct. So I'm sure there's been a lot of that for you as well.
Yeah, it's a horrific, activity to do, to watch yourself on TV. You know, the first 6 months, I think, was... was a real eye-opener. And I gained a very quick appreciation for people who do live TV for a living. It's you have no idea. You know, I said, you know, you start with a blank canvas every morning on Morning Drive. There's very little scripted. There's very little use of a prompter. You're depending on what you know, and you're depending on the people you work with and what they know. And you're depending on a little, you know, gaining a little chemistry, and it was tough, admittedly. And then the next 6 months didn't get very much easier. It didn't get easier.
Really?
It's just you're trying to find, you know, coming from print and having very little experience in TV, let alone live TV. It was, you're trying to get good. You don't want to be the weak link on a show with a lot of people who are very good at what they do.
Right.
And I probably felt that early on for sure. And then eventually, I think what happened is, I found a niche, you know, which is what I was hired to be anyway, which is that this travel guy, a guy, someone who specializes or focuses on lifestyle coverage. And so in a network full of a lot of people who focus a lot on tour players, on tournaments, and then there's a good chunk of people who focus on instruction and game improvement, what I realized is just stay in my lane. Stay in travel. You know, own the space that I know, that I had been doing for Golf Digest for, you know, 6 or 7 years leading into my role at Golf Channel. That's why I was hired. And once that clicked, once I realized, okay, these travel segments that I'm doing, talking travel, sharing, stories from the road, but also telling people about where to go, how much it costs, what is good value. Once I started getting hyper-focused on that, then I was able to gain some confidence and gain some momentum within my space and within the structure of the show, but also of the network. And then I started finding little features to do as well, you know, things like the subsidized caddy program at Common Ground in Denver, Colorado.
Right.
I remember kind of stumbling upon that along my travels and realizing what my travels can produce is not just travel segments. They can also produce features. And they gave me, you know, credit to Golf Channel, they gave me the support and the access to the resources to do that. So now I'm probably still the weak link, but I feel like I'm gaining some ground and gaining momentum and confidence, and I'm having fun doing it.
Well, I think, it's not a... We all kind of feel like that if we're in part of any kind of ensemble because we want to raise our level. But I mean, you seem to have hit your stride, I would say. You seem like you're obviously there's a lot of good rapport that you have a good rapport with and good chemistry with the people on the set. I mean, you know, in some shape or form, I've interacted with all of them and they're all just sort of just good people. And you know, you're very lucky to have such a not just a professional ensemble, but you have some class people there as well.
I agree. A lot of people ask me about the people I work with, and I'm not just saying this. I can't say enough good things about, you know, each one of them. And everybody has one common denominator is a passion for the game. Everybody loves this game that we all love, and that's important,
sure,
considering
sure.
What it is we do and how we do it. But it's very important when you get up at 3:45 in the morning and you stumble into, you know, to your workplace and everybody's looking around at each other. Not a lot of people have had a ton of sleep, and you're saying, okay, here we go. We've got, you know, the viewer doesn't care if we're tired or if we're sick or if we had a bad day, or, you know, the viewer wants us to bring good energy and good chemistry and good information and good banter. So you trust the person. You know, Damon Hack and I are very good. You know, I can't say enough about Gary Williams's leadership. He is the lead bell cow of our group, and he, no one's more passionate about the game than Gary. Charlie and I have a ton of fun giving each other, you know, a lot of giving each other a hard time. I'll say that. And I, no one's more professional than Lauren Thompson. She's always there first. She's void of any pretentiousness, no ego. She's a very willing member of the team, and does whatever anybody asks her to do, and does it very well. She's a joy to work with. You can go up and down, up and down.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm really enjoying getting to know the Chris DeMarcos of the world. John Cook. I mean, who's nicer than John Cook? It's great, great, great people.
Yeah. No, I would say the other common denominator, other than the passion for the game of golf that we all seem to share, is I would say is class, and it comes through. And like I said, I've interacted with them in some shape or form, and they're all quality individuals. Now, how do you deal with, you know, you have Matty G, the personality, and really the Matty G that I know is basically the same guy you see on TV, but how do you deal with, in terms of on a personal level, I mean, you're traveling a lot. I mean, you're a good old Italian boy. You love your family. You know, you don't really get a chance to see them that often. And for as much as the, you know, we joke around about how we hate you and we, you know, we, your job, and you got the best job. But I mean,
are not joking around about that.
Well, I'm sure they're not, but you know, haters are going to hate, you know that. But you know, but the thing is, and this is not like some, I'm not trying to turn this into Roy Firestone here and try and make you cry, but I mean, you do have a personal life. I mean, you do, you know, you're pretty close with your family from all the things that I can tell, and you have your, a good group of friends that I know that you probably miss down in Brooklyn and stuff like that. But so how do you manage that on a personal level? I mean, you're traveling a good portion of the year.
Well, I've been home for one weekend in the last 6 months.
Right, exactly. So there's my point. Right. I mean, you know, that takes a toll on you individually.
It's but you know, the thing is that's what I've that this is my choice. You know, I made this choice, you know, almost any choice comes with some form of sacrifice. And for me, this has always been my dream, you know, telling stories, and I've always loved to travel. I have, you know, a sense of discovery to me is what life is all about. Seeing different cultures and meeting different people, and getting, you know, talking about, I don't like talking about a place I've never been. And,
sure.
And if travel is in your job title, then that's what you have to do.
Sure.
And, I've been away from the West Coast, where I was born and raised, for 20 years, and now I've been away from the Northeast, mm-hmm. from where I was for 18 years, for now 2 years, and part of what I do as travel is I do see a lot of the people who I've made friends with or who are my family in my travels. Built into my travels are seeing the people who are important in my life.
Right.
Whether they come and meet me or I, you know, I swing through the reason why I haven't been home for more than one weekend in 6 months is self-induced. Because if I have a 2 or 3 day gap between my travel trips, I'll swing through Southern California or Northern California and see my family.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll go, you know, I'll take a trip up to New York and see a couple buddies. And, and I've always get, you know, 2-bedroom apartments where I live in case a friend comes and needs a place to crash. So it's I make it work, and you know, and it's trust me, I have no complaints. I really don't. You know, I might miss a flight, and I there's plenty of travel. Everybody knows travel troubles.
Sure.
But I, you know, I've learned to if that's the only thing that I have to deal with, then okay, I'm all on board.
Sure, sign me up, right? Wanted to get your, you know, because I think people think that it's easy, and I think that's, you know, you put it nicely the way that you have now incorporated a sort of a new extended family into your, and that's how you look at it, as not necessarily as another week away from home, as opposed to, oh, I'm going to visit my friends in this at so-and-so place, and that's a nice way to look at it.
Well, it's the only way to look at it if you're going to, you know, what I'll never do is be miserable. If this gets to be too much, then I'll do something else. You know, that's the way I've always treated my professional life is I've never worked a day in my life. And for me, that was my goal. People say, what did you want to do when you were in college? I wanted to get paid to follow sports because for me, that was the ultimate coup. It's like, what? Get paid to follow sports? Let me try to figure that out. So when I said yes to whatever jobs were being offered or I was pursuing and people would make me an offer, hey, do you want to do this? Is it getting paid to follow sports? Then yes. You know, working at Sports Illustrated, carrying cameras for photographers, being a photo editor, setting up photo shoots. You know, I went back to school because I realized I wanted to write. Okay. And, you know, and then Golf Digest gave me that big opportunity to be able to travel writer. And things started, all of it has one, you know, common theme, and that's getting paid to follow sports. And this is, you know, getting paid to follow the sport I really love, the one I grew up playing, mowing greens, parking carts, picking ranges. Like, you know, I just saw one of the most gorgeous sunrises right standing right here on the back of the second green in this Grayling Country Club where it's $25 all day in the fall. And, you know, the sky lit up like a Christmas tree. You know, that to me, that's like I went to church today.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, in a way you did, you know, because it's your calling, you know, you're doing what you were made to do. We're going to take a short break and we'll have more from Matt Ginella. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Terry Landscaping is an award-winning designing building landscape firm serving Long Island for over two decades. Located in Brightwaters, we are owner-operated and proud of the superb relationships we maintain with our customers. The services we provide will ensure that all phases of your project will be completed to your satisfaction. Contact us at 631-968-4882. That's 631-968-4882 to learn more about how we can transform your property into something of beauty and lasting value.
It's here at last, golf season. South Shore Golf in Oakdale presents Mega Demo Day on Monday, June 13th, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Timber Point Golf Course. You'll have the opportunity to hit new clubs for 2011. TaylorMade, Ping, Titleist, Cobra, Mizuno, Callaway, and Nike. Make sure you get down here for your chance to win a brand new TaylorMade R11 driver. Whether you play golf or you're just learning, how about getting fit for clubs by their professional and certified staff? Also, a PGA trade-in value for used clubs to be applied for new products, so bring those old clubs down. South Shore Golf also specializes in golf club repair, regripping, and PGA golf instruction. They will not be undersold. They will match all local prices. For more information, call South Shore Golf 631-563-2025, 631-563-2025, or check them out online at southshoregolf.net. Heading out east? How about a quick and easy stop for all your golf needs? Let South Shore Golf take your game to the next level.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. My guest is Matt Ginella, the travel expert for Golf Channel and important part of the Morning Drive crew. Matt, what can we expect? What do you have coming up? Are there certain things that you're planning out now that you can sort of tease us with that's coming down the road?
I just ran a travel segment on Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, I saw that.
Sort of kicked off the start of Big Break Myrtle Beach.
Yep.
And I've got a similar Ginella's Journeys on Sea Island, which will air the Tuesday of the McGladrey Classic. I've got a couple features. One of my best friends was diagnosed with bladder cancer, and this is about December of last year. And so I got together with two of our best friends, so Todd Kern is his name. Todd, myself, and two of our best friends, Alan Shipnuck of Sports Illustrated and Kevin Price. We took him for a round at Pebble Beach, and it's a short little feature just about how Pebble Beach is a bucket list golf course for a lot of reasons and for a lot of people. But it's not just, oh, let's go out and try and shoot, you know, our best score at one of the greatest courses in the world. It can also be, you know, a bit of a sanctuary or an inspiration, or, you know, one of those rounds where you take, you know, your father as he's getting older, or you go there for a lot of different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Is kind of the point. And the point here was to, in with a best friend facing, you know, some real serious health issues, to give him, you know, take a break from all of the doctors and all the chemotherapy and medicine, mm-hmm. and just have 5 hours of a special walk, you know, in which a spiritual walk in which we can all kind of be together, laugh, you know, and share some stories and hang out and have one of those moments. We're talking about, you know, this morning, the sunrise over this golf course, you know, that's like church. Well, that was what that felt like that day out at Pebble Beach. And so there'll be a little feature about that. And the good news is my friend has had some bladder removal surgery. He's had, knock wood. He's got a clean bill of health right now. He's a father of 3 kids. And, you know, so there's, like I was saying earlier, it's, you know, what I'm doing within my travels is also getting the opportunity to tell stories sort of about travel, or stories that I find while I'm traveling. And this is kind of another version of that.
Would you say that day was probably just as important to you as it was for him to have that moment with his buddies?
It was important for all of us. It was, you know, when someone gets, you know, when you hear that news, you want, what can I do? How can I do? I'm 3,000 miles away. What, you know, you feel helpless.
Right.
And this is a foursome that had, for my 30th birthday, been to Ireland, and for Kevin and Alan's 40th birthday, we went to Ireland. Yeah, we went to Scotland. We went to Ireland first in my 30s, Scotland for their 40th. And, you know, we've gotten together through various stages of our lives as a foursome, Todd being my best friend and Kevin being Alan's best friend, and now all of us becoming very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, what can we do? You know, it was like, hey, well, why don't we tee it up at Pebble Beach? And it served all of sort of what we needed. You know, it was good for Todd. It was good for us to feel like we were doing something not only with Todd, but for Todd. You know, I'll never forget it, but he hits it into the bunker left on 18 green. He's in the sand, and he hit it to within an inch, you know, he almost holed out on 18. He walked up, tapped in for par. It was like, you know, it was a 72-degree day, not a breath of wind. It was just, we cherished every step.
Sounds like magic, you know what I mean? It's just like, yeah, the way the day is supposed to, it's the way it was supposed to end, you know?
Yeah, and that's what's, you know, that's what's great about golf. You know, that's what's great about a golf course like Pebble Beach. That's what's great about a foursome like we had that day. A good friend, you know, and that here I am 3,000 miles away. He's my best friend from high school. I see him 3 or 4 times a year because that's the way it needs to be. You know, that's my family. That's my connection to people who mean a lot to me in my life.
Absolutely. Matt, I got to take one more break and we'll come back. We'll wrap things up with some travel features here. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit petesgolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891 and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
ABC 123 Golf. ABC 123 Golf is a summer program developed by Mike Wade, PGA. ABC 123 Golf offers instruction, practice, and play activities designed to give juniors the necessary knowledge and experience to become lifelong golfers. Improving the playing ability of the junior golfer is our primary objective. In addition, ABC 123 Golf stresses the concept of total youth development throughout the program. Please visit abc123golf.net or call us at 516-385-9294. That's 516-385-9294.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. My guest is Matt Ginella, the Golf Channel, the travel expert. travel guru, if you will, and morning drive host, or one of them in that ensemble. Matt, what is the, when we think about travel golf, and you've been to now, you're sort of tallying it up, these places, fairly, these destination places, whether it be, you know, Abandoned Dunes or Myrtle Beach. There's something for everybody out there, but for people who are planning their first, you know, introductory planning trip, what would you suggest for them to do, and where might they consider going?
It's a buyer's market out there right now, and has been for a few years, and probably will continue to be for the foreseeable future, which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
For guys like us, right?
I mean,
it's I think there's so many fun adjustments being made within the industry. There's a lot of walls coming down by virtue of financial and economic pressures that have been put in place over the course of the last 5 and almost 10 years now. And it's a very personal question that you just asked. It's hard to make a blanket statement. You know,
mm-hmm.
Myrtle Beach is ideal for some. It's not even a consideration for others.
Right.
It's hard to say just with one shot, hey, you know, go to Myrtle Beach, because there would be people who go to Myrtle Beach, and Myrtle Beach is 60 miles and almost 100 courses. So, you know, and within pockets of Myrtle Beach, there probably is something for everybody, but it's very hard to get to understand that kind of route system and understand, oh, where does my group congregate? Are you going with your significant other? Are you going group of three buddies?
Right.
Do you have more emphasis on a nightlife, or do you want to have great golf? Do you want to have great golf and great nightlife? You know, there's so many things to consider.
Right.
And not to mention, you know, budget concerns. And that's why I think, you know, that's why I love doing what I do, because that's the value of social media, because, you know, I can talk to anybody who has these questions, and I have been given this opportunity to see all these various destinations. And weather is a concern as well. So it's a very tough question to answer just with one shot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, in the sense, well, no, I think it's good that I think your point being made is that I think you have to decide who you are as a group. I mean, are we a golfing group? Are we a young, you know, is this a bachelor party group? Is this a,
yeah.
You know, it forces you to look inward and say, you know, what is it that we want besides the golf? And is there anything else we want besides the golf? If I'm going with, you know, my sometimes co-host Woody Lashin, we're going golfing. That's it.
Yeah,
we're going
to
Abandoned Dunes. We don't need anything else. And so I think that's an important point. We only have a couple of minutes left, and something I wanted to ask you: when you think about all these destination places that are, you know, popping up, and you know, in Florida, there in Myrtle Beach, Abandoned Dunes, now Sand Hills, and what they're going on, and what's going on in Wisconsin, are you worried that now in the future that we're going to have too many destination places? Is this sustainable at this point? I mean, you know what I mean?
No, I don't worry about too many destinations.
Okay.
I think what's happening is the cream is rising. Natural selection is in place right now in the world of golf,
right?
Like it is in many industries.
Sure.
And the best will survive, and the ones that are not, you know, and I've said this for a couple of years now, the ones that don't make adjustments, the ones that they stay nimble. And are being owned and operated by people who are not paying close attention, then they're going to go away.
Yeah.
If they're private, they're going to go semi-private or public. If they're semi-private, they're going to go public. If they're public and failing, they're going to get sold and become more affordable, or they're just going to go away.
Yeah.
And you know, I told this, but give you a little example of, and this is not for everybody, but Sea Island, right?
Right.
Sea Island was five star, five diamond, five everything.
Yeah.
one of the elite destinations in America. And Bill Jones made a play in 2008, invested, you know, $500 million plus, tried to he rolled the dice. He was going to take this millionaire's club and try to make a billionaire's club. And his numbers didn't come up, and he crapped out. And four guys, you know, two teams of two, sat across a table from each other on a day in which Sea Island essentially went to auction. They decided, instead of bidding against each other, let's just stop the bidding. Let's buy this place for an affordable amount, and let's make this make sense as a business model. Now, if Bill Jones' numbers come up and he wins, we, you and I, the avid amateur, we don't get access to Sea Island like we have now.
Right.
These owners who bought it, who had an interest in making it make sense from a business standpoint, they didn't necessarily lower prices. It's still very expensive, but what they did is they added like a 200-room hotel off property that's much more affordable for people like you and I.
Yeah.
We can go and stay at this new hotel at a decent amount, especially in shoulder seasons, and get access to all the facilities that is Sea Island. That never would have happened if Bill Jones in 2008 made that play and won. That's one example. Sea Island is just one example of how, you know, how golf is that buyer's market has become more accessible and more affordable. Now, it's still not affordable to most, but I'm saying it's more affordable than it was in 2008.
Matt, we're just out of time. We've got the music playing here in the background. You are the best, and thank you very much for your time this morning. Always appreciate your insights.
Always a pleasure to join you. Thanks again for having me.
Thanks, Matt. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Matt Ginello. That's it, folks. We're right up against it, so we're just going to take it off and give it back to Trevor here. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. We'll see you next weekend.